Australia's Foreign Cyber Spy Agency could be used to track pedophiles, terrorists and other serious criminals living in our own backyard under a proposal currently being considered by the federal government. The Australian Signals Directorate, known as the ASD, is restricted under current laws to hacking, disrupting and destroying criminal cyber activity overseas, but that might be about to change. Our political editor, Andrew Probyn, joined me earlier. Andrew, good morning. What exactly is under consideration?
Well, security agencies say the problem here, Sabra, is in piercing the dark web, which is a largely ungoverned section of the internet where trade in things like sex crime, drugs, terrorism, and weapons is found. Australia's best spies and those who work for the Australian Signals Directorate are restricted to hacking, disrupting and sometimes destroying hostile or criminal cyber activity that's overseas. And if they come across such activity being done in Australia or by Australian citizens, they must stop immediately. So the government is, with the advice of Australia's intelligence agencies, wants to change that regime, in effect, to give the Australian Signals Directorate an expanded remit to allow cyber spies to be used domestically in support of other agencies, but particularly the Australian Federal Police. And I spoke about this with Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton.
We wouldn't tolerate a suburb within any capital city where the police weren't able to enter that suburb and execute a warrant. Our kids are living their lives online through devices. People are being groomed online. They're being sexually exploited and their lives destroyed. And yet we have an effective area of our Australian community, perhaps in the virtual world, perhaps online, but it's completely lawless.
Now, Andrew, civil liberties always come into play during these discussions. What's the response been to this idea outside of Canberra?
Well, not warm. On the face of it, of course, it sounds like an eminently sensible notion that you would allow Australia's best cyber investigators to help law enforcement agencies, you know, track and prevent serious crime, such as child sex abuse. But remember, ASD has military-grade capabilities that are among the best in the world. It's been used, for example, in the fight against Islamic State and the Taliban. So to have this extraordinary ability in deterring foreign cyber attack used potentially domestically is problematic for folk like the Law Council of Australia. And we can hear now from the President of the Law Council of Australia, Pauline Wright.
The Australian Signals Directorate is set up quite differently and has quite different standards in terms of the safeguards and protections. We're concerned that any expansion of their powers that would enable them to investigate domestic incidents would be inappropriate.
Now, Andrew, this all sounds a little familiar. News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst reported in 2018 that the heads of Defence and Home Affairs Ministries had discussed powers allowing the ASD to spy on Australian citizens. That publication of those reports later prompted a raid on her home by the AFP. How is this different to those reports?
Well, what happened to Annika Smethurst points to the great political sensitivity and controversial nature of this proposal. The government said at the time that Annika Smethurst's story was wrong insofar as she suggested mass surveillance of the population. Well, the government says it would be proposing nothing of the sort. But this does point to the challenge ahead for the government if it does pursue this plan. I understand it's quite advanced. It would have to satisfy concerns that extending the potential reach of Australia's best cyber spies would not be in breach of Australians' rights and freedoms. It would also require, quite obviously, some tight safeguards surrounding this to protect Australians' privacy.
And that's our political editor, Andrew Probyn.